Okay, well, first off, considering what she's been through, she is doing wonderfully. And it's all started on Wednesday. That is when a lady who had been feeding her for about a year saw her with the arrow going through her. But the cat was so scared and whatnot, it took about 2 days to find her until Friday afternoon. And by the time animal control was able to catch her, their vet had already left for the day. So they called us to see if we had a veterinarian that was available to help the poor kitty out. And fortunately, we did. It was one of our surgical vets was available. And he got the arrow out, and she's been with us ever since. She got very lucky. The arrow missed all her vital organs and basically kind of came – it was still lodged in her, but it came, you know, it was shot straight through. And they pulled the arrow out, and she's on antibiotics and some pain management meds. And so far, she's doing well. She's eaten like a pro, and she's resting comfortably.
Is she going to be able to be adopted? Is that the hope? And once she gets better, you'll be able to put her up for adoption?
Oh, yes, sir. What we are hoping to do, obviously, we need to get her healed up from her injuries first. Because, again, she does have two kind of big holes in her right now. We are going to go ahead. We'll get her all of her shots. We are going to go ahead and spay her. And then she will be available to find a brand spanking new forever home.
Now, when you got her, what went through your mind when you guys saw this, that somebody would do something like this to a poor kitty?
I know. We're like, you got to be kidding me. You know, they're like, if you want to practice shooting at something, go shoot at a target. Don't take out whatever anger or whatever you have on some poor innocent little animal that was probably coming up for attention or for food and probably had never done anything, you know, to anyone else in their life. So, yeah, we were quite greatly saddened by it.
The bottom line is she's going to be okay, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks you'll be able to put her up for adoption.
Yeah, she's going to be fine. It's going to take a couple of weeks for, you know, basically all the tissue damage to heal up. So, yeah, probably in about, I'd say about 3 weeks or so, she'll be able to start looking for a new home.